Play is a very important tool for developing children's historical knowledge and understanding. Play is not something that children just do automatically. The teachers need to be very creative in facilitating opportunities for children to develop these skills. Play is how children learn, and it is through play that they are reinforcing their understanding, communicating their ideas, and negotiating with perhaps their peers. Key vocabulary is often used in this environment where some children can develop their confidence in using this key vocabulary that otherwise may not happen in a whole classroom setting.
There are lots of examples in ways in which classroom play areas can be developed by children. One class was studying toys in the past, and the teacher decided to make a museum to include the toys in the past and the present toys. Children were actively involved in creating the museum, arranging the objects in the museum, labelling them, making card indexes. And then when the museum was ready, all the children had the opportunity to go into the museum, to play at being a curator, to show people round, to reorganise the displays. So all the work which they had done on old and new toys was reinforced, and children were able to gain a greater understanding of all the learning which they had taken place earlier as they played at being curators. But Sarah also has seen other examples of play, and she would like to tell you about Florence Nightingale.
Yes, the children reception class were learning about Florence Nightingale as part of a topic of work. After being told the story of Florence Nightingale, a group of children were then given the opportunity to go into the role play area and play out the role of Florence Nightingale. There were about 6 children within this group, and some took on the role of nurses while some took on the role of the injured soldiers. They were making beds for the soldiers, sweeping the floors. They were using items from the home corner, such as a cookie jar, and using vocabulary which reinforced their understanding, such as, please don't eat that biscuit, the rats may have been at it. So first of all, through observation, it was clear that they had not only understood the story, but when I was talking to the children and asking them, well, why are you cleaning the floor? They were able to tell me exactly why they were doing it, and they could relate this through the story. One interesting fact that I observed was that it's the little gossip, for want of a better word, of history that the children often engage with, and the children were very keen to act out the role of Jimmy the tortoise and were putting lots of different animals from the home corner in his place. So it's often the gossip that they engage with most. Role play in this instance really gave the children to put a context for their learning and to show empathy for what life must have been like at this time, where they took on the role of either the nurses in a caring role or had empathy for the injured soldiers. And this would not have been so successful if they hadn't had the opportunity to play out these roles.